A long time ago, I saw this programme on telly about the history of the Beatles. When Ringo joined, you felt this little shiver, because that was it. That was the four of them, the most famous group in history. Well, that's what I felt when JJ turned up on the roof. It helped that he looked like a rock star, but my feeling wasn't anything to do with music. We needed JJ. It felt right. He wasn't Ringo, though. He was more like Paul. Maureen was Ringo, except she wasn't funny. I was George, except I wasn't shy or spiritual. Martin was John, except he wasn't talented or cool. Maybe we were more like another group. Anyway, it felt like something interesting might happen, so I was like, maybe we should talk. And Martin goes, what, share our pain? And he made a face as if I'd said something stupid, so I called him a wanker. And Maureen tutted, so I called her a bag lady. And Martin called me a stupid little girl, so I spat at him. And he made like he was going to throttle me, so JJ jumped in between us, and we sat there puffing and blowing and hating each other for a bit. When we were calming down, JJ said, I'm not sure what harm would be done by sharing our experiences. And I could tell from what he'd said about sharing experiences that he was up here for the same reasons we were. So I went, you came up here to jump, didn't you? Martin and Maureen looked at him, and Martin goes, gosh, you didn't seem like the type. And JJ said, if you lot are the type, then I can't say I'm sorry. There was a lot of, like, badness in the air. So I tried again. Please, let's talk. Just, you know, our names and why we're here. We might see a way out kind of thing. I had a plan. My plan was that they'd help me find Chaz, and Chaz and I would get back together, and I'd feel better. But they wanted Maureen to go first.
I didn't mind talking. I knew I didn't need to say very much. None of these people would have wanted my life. I doubt whether they'd understand how I'd put up with it for as long as I had. It's always the toilet bit that upsets people. Whenever I've had to moan before, when I need another prescription for my antidepressants, for example, I always mention the toilet bit, the cleaning up that needs doing most days. It's funny because it's the bit I've got used to. I can't get used to the idea that my life is finished, pointless, completely without hope or colour. But the mopping up doesn't really worry me. That's always what gets the doctor reaching for his pen, though. Oh, yeah, Jess said when I'd finished. That's a no-brainer. Don't change your mind. You'd only regret it. I love my son, I said. I didn't want them to think I didn't. Of course you do, said Martin. We didn't mean to imply otherwise. Do you want us to kill him for you? Said Jess. I'll go tonight if you want, before I kill myself. It's not like he's got much to live for, is it? He'd probably thank me for it, poor sod. My eyes filled with tears. JJ noticed. What are you, an effing idiot? He said. Look what you've done. Sorry, said Jess. Just an idea. But that wasn't why I was crying. I was crying because all I wanted in the world was for Matty to die. And knowing why I was crying just made me cry more.
I didn't see the point of this lark. Oh, come on, man, said JJ. We just want to hear your side of it, said Jess. I was a bloody idiot, and I'm paying the price. You don't want to defend yourself? You're among friends here, said JJ. She just spat at me, I pointed out. What kind of a friend is that? Oh, don't be such a baby, said Jess. My friends are always spitting at me. I never take it personally. Maybe you should. Jess snorted. If I took it personally, I wouldn't have any friends left. We let that one hang in the air. What do you want to know? There are two sides to every story, said Jess. I didn't know she was 15. She told me she was 18. She looked 18. So if she'd been, like, 6 months older, you wouldn't be up here. No, because I wouldn't have broken the law, wouldn't have gone to prison, wouldn't have lost my job, my wife wouldn't have found out. So it was just bad luck. I'd say there was a certain degree of culpability involved. This was an attempt at dry understatement. I didn't know then that Jess is at her happiest, wallowing in the bleeding obvious. Just because you've swallowed a fucking dictionary doesn't mean you've done nothing wrong, said Jess. That's what culpability... Because some married men wouldn't have shagged her no matter how old she was. And you've got kids, haven't you? I have indeed. So, bad luck's got nothing to do with it. Oh, for fuck's sake. Why do you think I've been dangling my feet over the ledge, you moron? I screwed up. I did terrible things. I feel so wretched, I want to die. I should hope so. I'm interested in something, said JJ. Go on. Why is it easier to, like, leap into the void than to face up to what you've done? People are always fucking young girls and leaving their wives and kids. They don't all jump off buildings, man. No, but like Jess says, maybe they should. You think anyone who makes a mistake of this kind should die? Whoa, that's some heavy shit. Jess snorted with laughter. Not every mistake, no, but maybe this one. Jesus, said JJ, you're real tough on yourself. No, it's not just that, it's the public humiliation. The TV show on cable that's watched by 3 people. Everything. I've run out of room. I can't see any way forward or back. There was a thoughtful silence. Right, said Jess. My turn.
I launched in. My name's Jess and I'm 18 years old and I'm here because I had some family problems. And then I split up with this guy, Chaz, and he owes me an explanation because he broke my heart. Except I can't find him. I was at the party downstairs looking for him and he wasn't there, so I came up here. And Martin goes, you're going to kill yourself because Chaz didn't turn up at a party. Jesus. I never said that, I told him. He was trying to make me sound stupid and that wasn't fair. Taking the piss wasn't on. You could have taken the piss out of all 4 of us. You can take the piss out of anyone who's unhappy if you're cruel enough. So I go, I said an explanation might stop me. I didn't say it was why I was up here, did I? That shut him up. I was pleased with that. JJ asked me where Chaz was and I said I didn't know and he said, well, why don't you go looking for him instead of fucking around up here? And I said I'd run out of energy and hope. And it was true.